KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have sunny skies and it's 56 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate and Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And the news, in a response to a request from Bob Wegand, Farm Service Agency's acting state executive director in Iowa, the Iowa Department of Agriculture, USDA, has designated several counties as primary natural disaster areas due to recent drought, and they include Madison and Union. Farmers and ranchers in other counties in Iowa will also qualify for natural disaster assistance because their counties are contiguous. Locally, that includes Adair, Adams, Dallas, Guthrie, Ringgold, and Taylor. All the counties listed were natural disaster areas designated on August 25th, 2017, making all qualified farm operators in the designated areas eligible for FSA's emergency loans, provided eligibility requirements are met. Farmers in eligible counties have 8 months from the date of the declaration to apply for loans to help cover the cost of their part of the cost of actual losses. The FSA will consider each loan application on its own merits, taking into account the extent of losses, security available, and repayment ability. FSA has a variety of programs in addition to the emergency loan program to help farmers recover from adversity. Other FSA programs that can provide assistance but do not require a disaster declaration include operating and farm ownership loans, the Emergency Conservation Program, Livestock Forage Disaster Program, Livestock Indemnity Program, Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees and Farm-Related Fish Programs, and the Tree Assistance Program. Interested farmers may contact their local USDA service centers for further information on eligibility requirements and application procedures for those and other programs. Well, this next story is no bull. Albert the Bull, a famous landmark in Audubon, will be featured February 4th of next year during Super Bowl 52 in an advertisement. Audubon City Clerk Joe Foran says Cenex called and requested to have a production company film an ad featuring a Super Bull during the Super Bowl.
They want to do some other towns too, but at first I didn't realize it was a Super Bowl commercial until they had sent a little bit more information through an email, and then I realized that it was actually their whole thing is, with the Super Bowl being up in Minneapolis, just a few miles south, then there's a Super Bowl, and to feature Audubon and Albert then in a commercial that'll be airing quite a bit of around the Super Bowl.
And the ad will be in the form of a documentary, with the producers asking citizens of Audubon how it feels to have hosted a Super Bowl for over 50 years. The Audubon City Council earlier this week approved the use of the bowl for production of the commercial, for which the city will be compensated.
We're still kind of negotiating some of that, but yeah, they are going to offer some compensation for us. And it comes at a good time because we were looking at doing some renovations of Albert.
The Albert was built in 1964. He stands 35 feet tall, has a horn span of 15 feet, and weighs 45 tons. And like people who get older, Albert is beginning to show his age. Over the years, his paint has begun to wear, and Foran says that weep holes on the top and bottom, designed to let water out and air in, was covered up over the years, so work is underway to give the big guy a bit of a sprucing up.
So we want to reestablish those for ventilation and for drainage. And then we've got a committee together that has been tasked with the idea of planning the whole renovation through weep holes and fixing whatever patches need to be done and giving him a new paint job and all that kind of thing.
His painted concrete hide has already been power washed. Some paint touch-up work remains and weep holes installed. And while the final details have yet to be worked out, it's thought the production company will be in Audubon sometime in October, when the leaves on the trees are the most vibrant. The spot will air on the Des Moines NBC affiliate during the premier football sporting events. And the Atlantic Public Library hosted a grand opening this past Saturday for the newly completed Reading Garden Project. Members of the public, library board, staff, and other contributors gathered to dedicate the new space. Atlantic Library Board member D. Bebensy said the project took about 6 months to come together once the planting details were complete, and she thinks it's a nice outdoor space to enjoy while visiting.
It's a beautiful place. It's user-friendly, I guess. You can sit outside and read a book if you want to, or you can bring your lunch and you can even play a checkers game. We've got a checkers table.
Former library director Natalie Struker, who was there during the planning process for the project, talked about how everything got started.
We actually were looking at capital improvement projects, and the library, this part of the property actually has a moisture issue on the inside of the building, so we knew we'd have to take care of that, and so we decided that we would enhance the front of the property and make it functional. So we decided to move forward on this. Request for bids went out last September, so September 2016, and everything kind of fell into place. The board chose Robinson Landscaping in November, and we've just gone on from there.
And Struker thinks the space will add valuable, usable space to the library property.
This actually provides a little bit more floor space for us. So during the warmer months, people can actually go into the library, pull out something that they want to read or look at, and come outside and enjoy the weather while enjoying the library. And we also hope that it's a little bit more eye-catching when you're driving by, you happen to look at the library. We're also hoping it really enhances the old entrance of the building, because we are still in our original 1903 building. And so we're highlighting that old entrance.
Gary Odewalt and his wife, Margaret, from Missouri, were on hand for the grand opening this past Saturday. Margaret's great uncle, Carlos Cole, was one of the first board members for the library back in 1903. A number of other family members served in that same role. Margaret worked at the library in high school, and when they found out about the project, they wanted to contribute so they could help sponsor a bench. And Gary Odewalt said he liked the fact that the project will highlight the front entrance.
Especially when the front door gets opened, and it, because my first memory of the library is walking through the front door and how gorgeous it is when you go inside. And now to have it open up to the garden, it'll add a whole lot. Great building and beautiful facility. The Carnegie Library sign up front really brings back the heritage of how libraries like this got built all around the country.
The Reading Garden is now open for the public to use and enjoy. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.